This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. As we approach the end of a tumultuous year, NHPR is checking in with some of the people we spoke to early on in the pandemic to see how things have changed for them. It's part of a series we're calling Hindsight. Earlier this year, we reported on a group of inmates at the New Hampshire State Prison for Women in Concord who were using yoga to heal from trauma. One of those inmates was Nicole Belanja. When we spoke in March, lockdowns at the prison had ended in-person visits with friends and family. And since then, that hasn't changed. But she has moved out of the prison to a halfway house. We spoke about how this year has gone for her.
When we've spoken before, we've spoken about how you have been doing yoga. You used to do it in a classroom setting there. To what extent are you able to do yoga now?
I actually just started my practice up again last week, but it reminded me why I do yoga and why I need it. Because it was the first day that I really felt good.
Why did you end up letting the yoga practice lapse? What happened?
The adjustment was just really difficult. And I get stuck in my head and it's hard for me to get out of that and get back into my practice. I realized last week how important it is for me to do it because I just feel better entirely when I do it. And I forget about that part when there's a lot of almost chaos going on.
Yeah. And this year was kind of a strange year because of the pandemic. Whether you're in prison or not, it's strange for everybody.
Yeah.
But can you tell us a little bit about what it was like for you to be incarcerated this year, both in prison and then at the halfway house?
The hardest part of it was I haven't seen anybody except for my lawyer since March. And I'm used to being able to see my friends and my family twice a week. So that's been extremely difficult and more and more restrictions. When I was still at the prison, we were all separated from each other. So you weren't mixing with anybody from any other unit. And if you have friendships or whatever with people from other units, you didn't have the ability to talk to them or see them or be around them. And for all the transitions that I went through, that was probably the hardest because I felt like I did them all by myself because I didn't have my friends in the prison. I didn't have my friends or family being able to see me. It was all on the phone. That's probably what made it the hardest. Other than that, being locked up, being locked up.
Can you name one of your best moments of the year?
I got to put on jeans for the first time in 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a special permission you get for living in the halfway house?
Yes.
How did that feel?
Weird. Jeans have come a long way.
How did you remember jeans and how are they now?
They were I don't know. They just seemed more uncomfortable back then. They were comfortable, but they were definitely not the stretchy kind you get now. And I really like the stretchy kind now. They're way more comfortable.
With respect to COVID-19, are you worried? Are you worried that you'll get it?
There's a part of me that's a little worried, but there's the other part of me that's with the environment that I live in, I feel if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. You're around a bunch of different people. Some of the people work in the community. You got officers who are in and out because they go home. They don't live with us. So, just do what I can to stay safe.
Well, Nicole, is there anything else about this past year that you think people should know about your experience?
So being locked up is hard enough in itself. And I know that COVID-19 has been difficult on everyone, but there's this massive increased feeling of isolation when you're already restricted from everything. And then you lose the ability to see the people who keep you going and trying to figure out how to mentally handle that and get through it was hard.
So if anybody is listening to this who has a friend or a family member who's incarcerated in New Hampshire, is there something you can recommend to those people as far as reaching out to the people they love who are incarcerated?
Answer the phone, write letters, you know, make sure that they know that they're not alone, because it really does feel like you are.
This has been a really nice conversation. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.